You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Riley is a registered blind blogger and PhD student studying creative writing at Manchester Metropolitan University. He's here today to talk about his writing process and give us tips on where to get started with creative writing. Hi Riley, can you tell us a bit about your sight loss journey?
Yeah, so I was registered blind at 3 years old. I live with rod cone dystrophy, which affects the rods and cones at the backs of my eyes. I've also got nystagmus, so my eyes wobble uncontrollably. I'm incredibly short-sighted. I have no depth perception and no central field of vision. So I grew up with knowing nothing else apart from being registered blind.
And when did you first start creative writing?
When I was doing my GCSEs and A-levels, we were asked to write something creatively for one of the coursework assignments. And I found that I absolutely loved it because I could just let my imagination run wild. I like using like landmarks to base stories around. I've got a crime novel that's set in Liverpool. I'm looking at potentially writing some more that are set in Nottingham, where I am from originally, and creating characters that are different to me, but then are the same as well. I've started using a blind main character in crime fiction because I've always said that if I couldn't work with things like the police, then I would create a world where I could.
Where do you find you get your new ideas from when you're feeling a bit stuck?
Going to new places and I think, oh yeah, I could definitely set something here, or I could set like a chapter here. I feel like the ambiance of new settings, especially, and like listening to other people's dialect and how other people go about their daily lives is just absolutely fascinating.
And alongside exploring kind of an alternate reality, I guess, for you, what are you enjoying about writing this blind character that you're working on?
It's been such a fantastic opportunity because I've been able to implement everything that I've gone through that I can build on my character with. It's just really exciting because I'm experimenting with using no visual description in stories, which is a main element when reading other genre fiction, because a lot of it does rely on visual information and stimuli. So I remove that to encourage other writers to use their other senses other than visual, because sometimes a story doesn't need to be told through visual means. It can be told. For my research at MMU, it was in my proposal that I wanted to write a crime narrative with a blind protagonist, which people have found absolutely exciting and interesting because I'm pushing the boundaries of writing, especially in crime fiction, where visual information is kind of key to solving crimes and describing stories. So relying on like auditory information, especially using other people's conversations, like including scent and tactile descriptive words, has been really, really cool to try and test if a story can be told successfully.
And for people who are listening who might feel a bit self-conscious about starting creative writing, or are hearing you talk and think like, oh, I'd love to try this, what are some starting points that you'd suggest?
So if anyone is like me who feels very connected to a place or to a certain kind of people, I jot down ideas immediately when I'm in that space so I can encapsulate all that emotion. So I either do that through using text-to-speech, through dictation, through just jotting notes down on my phone or iPad. And then from that, if I want it to be a short piece, I use streams of consciousness. So I have a prompt and then I just write from that and I don't stop until I feel like I've come to an end. And I do that just by using dictation quite a lot as well, because I think that's really accessible for people, especially with people who are visually impaired and might not be 100% confident with computers, because you can just talk and talk and talk and it doesn't matter if you make mistakes or whatever, because you can go back and listen to the voiceover I actively go out and read other books, be it in like hardback books, paperbacks, or on Kindle, because then I can listen to it auditory using prompts as well. There's so many places out there that will have like short story starters or poetry starters or complete novel starters, which I use. And then I use an app called the Most Dangerous Writing App in the World, I think it's called. And basically, if you stop typing or stop dictating, it will delete it. It will save as a like a PDF, so you'll be able to get it back eventually. But it forces you to keep writing and keep getting ideas out and thoughts out until you're ready to stop, basically.
Wow, that's high stakes, but it sounds like a really good tool to motivate you.
Yeah, definitely.
For people who think I could never write short stories or do creative writing, what would you say to them?
You 100% can. I firmly believe that writer's block does not exist. I believe that it is possible to get inspiration and like a desire to write about absolutely anything. You could listen to something or listen to a particular song lyric, or you could get inspiration from a TV show or a movie, create a story out of that. It can be as long as you want it to be, like a couple of lines, so it doesn't have to be any more than that. Not only is it therapeutic because it gets all of your emotions out, and if you're annoyed at something or angry that something has happened, you can write about it, and it's so proactive and therapeutic that afterwards you feel so much better. And like me, I want to create worlds where I can situate myself in it. You don't have to be worried about doing creative writing because everyone is different, and it's important to know that, and no one should feel ashamed about potentially sharing it into the public domain, because you could write something, even if it's a short blog or like a really short piece of creative writing, and if it makes one impact on one reader who then thinks, oh yeah, maybe I can do something like that, then you've made an absolute massive difference.
And Riley, where can people learn more about you and stay updated with your work and find your first novel?
So my first novel is called Faith Remains. It is available on Amazon by my pen name is Riley Crowe. They can also head to my website, rileyomans.com, which is called Blind Man's Bluff and Stuff, where I document blogs on creative writing, mental health, disability, and I have a portfolio on there of creative writing. I'd also encourage people to check out my guide dog's Instagram, who is called Guide Dog Yashka, and we share updates on things that we're doing on there as well.
Well, thank you so much, Riley Yeomans, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio and giving us some inspiration to start creative writing.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.